You're listening to a podcast from Victory. As we pray, the Holy Spirit demonstrates His power to heal brokenness. Learn more about this message in week 4 of our series, A New Hope.
Hello everyone. Welcome to Victory. We are here to honor God by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. That is why every year we make it a point that we talk about the Holy Spirit, because we believe that the Holy Spirit is very important in the work that we do. And today we are actually continuing with our message from last week. So let me just invite you to stand if you can and then read with me from Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a man from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk, and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I ask that you would be with us, and I ask, Lord God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you will speak to us, that you will show us what we can learn from this story. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. And like what I said earlier, you know, we are actually, this preaching is a continuation of what we talked about last week. We talked about the Holy Spirit coming in. And so today, I want you to look at few things on the text that we read, few things that we have to observe, and then we'll talk about it. And then we'll see how we can relate this in our lives today. So first up, okay, when you look at the verse, it started with the word now. Okay, now Peter and John were going up to the temple. Now, other translation, actually, NIV actually translated it as one day. And then other translation would read it one afternoon. But, you know, the now here is actually okay, pero actually mas maganda po sana yung translation yan kung yung word is moreover. Because really what they say is saying it is a continuation of what happened in chapter 2. So moreover, there is more to the story. That's what the author is trying to say. Moreover, so tatanungin po natin, ano po ba yung so far na nalaman na natin sa story in chapter 2? Diba? Makikita po natin. So we have to go back doon sa nangyari sa chapter 2. Ano-ano po ba yung nangyari sa chapter 2? Well, in chapter 2, what we know is that the Holy Spirit came and the entire, you know, 120 of them received the power of the Holy Spirit, and they started speaking a new language. And then Peter boldly preached the gospel. They prayed and broke bread together. The apostles performed many miracles and signs and wonders. And then they started a new community. All of a sudden, this 3,000 people are now gathering together daily at the temple courts. And they had everything in common. And so that's what happened. And then what the author is saying, moreover, there is more to the story than that. Because he's writing to Theophilus, a Gentile. And he was explaining to him what happened. And so, ang sinasabi niya, moreover, meron ba? Sandali. Hindi lang yan yung nangyari. Let me explain to you. Okay, chapter 1, again, verse 1, it says, now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, that's actually 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And a man, this is now the scene, okay? Ito po yung ating pakikita rito. A man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. So what we have here, okay, ito lang po yung setting niya. No? Ang setting niya is we have this one guy who's lame from birth. Okay, and daily he would be seated right there, okay, doon po sa tabi nung doon po sa Beautiful Gate. Now, what's interesting about this Beautiful Gate, ang ibang nabasa ko po, this is probably very close doon po sa temple court kung saan nandoon po yung offering. Okay? And that is why strategically, he was placed right there so that before people will go into the temple to put their offering, they'll be able to see him. And then he would ask for alms. And ang makikita po natin dito, this guy actually have a pressing need. Okay, ito yung need niya of the day. His need for the day was, you know, meron siyang need. Kailangan niya mag-beg. And every day he's been doing that. So in verse 3, it says, seeing Peter, okay? Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And that's very interesting. That word ask right there is very interesting. Kasi po, yung ask na yan, in the original Greek, ang ibig mo sabihin yan, when he was asking, meron po siyang confidence in his heart na ibibigay ng mga taong ito yung hinihingi ko. That's actually pretty similar to what Jesus would use. Okay, every time po Jesus would ask his Father about something, he will use this particular term. There's this term of asking with a confidence that he will be given what he asked. And so when he looked at Peter, I don't know what he saw in Peter. It is possible, this is just my observation, it is possible that he's been seeing Peter and John and the rest of the disciples at the temple courts. From the outside, he was looking in and seeing this new community of people. Okay? Every day, they, you know, meeting together, and he was there. And so he asked for money. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, look at us. See, when I think when Peter said that, I don't think he was saying it in a very condemning way. I don't think he was saying it in a, you know, he was trying to look down on this person. No, I think he wanted them to see something. He wanted this man to see something that he wouldn't even see himself. Because at this moment, ang akala ng ang kailangan lang niya is money. That is why he was asking for money. And believing that he will be able to get what he asked for. So observation, what we can we see here? Okay, ito pong taon na ito, he was born this way. He was always dependent on people to bring him to the Beautiful Gate. He was dependent on people, on what people will give him so that he will survive for the day. And according to chapter 4, verse 22, okay, tingnan niyo po yan, kasi magkarugtong po itong story na ito eh. Kaya nga po, next week, pag-uusapan po natin yung chapter 4, because this is just one chunk of story and we are learning something from it. And then from that, from chapter 4, makikita po natin that this man was actually more than 40 years old. So at that moment, he knew, because that's what he's been doing every day. Every day he would go into, you know, go by that gate and sit there and wait for people to enter the temple so that he could ask for something. That was his immediate need. That was his pressing need. That was his need at that moment. What he needed was money so that he'll be able to survive. Now, pagdaling po natin sa ating time ngayon, we've been in quarantine for almost 3 months. And we all have needs. You know, we know what we need. We think, at least we think we know. But let me just propose to you that maybe we're just like this man, okay, in the story, na akala niya, yun lang talaga yung kailangan niya. Because yun yung ginagawa niya for the last 40 years. And if I'm not mistaken, you know, I think you could relate to this, that bago po nagkaroon ng quarantine, marami po sa atin na iniisip natin, kailangan po natin ng rest. Kailangan natin ng time. Kailangan natin to, you know, na makapahinga tayo dun sa mga biyahe natin every day. And after the quarantine, you know, during the quarantine, binigay po sa atin yan. And yet, sometimes, hindi ko alam, no, maaaring iba po sa atin, no? Akala mo yun ang kailangan mo, pero hindi pa rin eh. Diba? But at now, at this moment now, after this quarantine, no, medyo maluwag na po ngayon. May kailangan pa rin tayo. Some of us need jobs. Some of us need money. Some of us need comfort. Some of us need healing. Now, I'm not saying those needs are not valid. Okay, I'm not saying also that the need of that lame man was not valid. No, it was valid. Pero ang nakikita ko lang dito is that he saw that that's his only need at that moment. That is why he said, seeing Peter, he asked for something. And then verse 5, he says, and he fixed his eyes on them, expecting to receive something. Because again, he was confident that these people would be able to give him what he asked for. But what's so amazing about this story is that Peter did not just give him what he needed at that moment. Peter did not just give him his pressing need or immediate need at that moment, but he actually gave him his great need, which he wasn't even aware of anymore because he was so focused on what he is wanting and needing every day. What was his great need? Well, look at this, verse 6. So he was expecting Peter and John to give him something. And then all of a sudden, Peter said this to him, "Silver and gold. I have no silver and gold." That's what the verse is. "I have no silver and gold." And I was like, oh no. You know, he was expecting something to receive something from these people. And then all of a sudden, Peter said, "I don't have what you're asking." I'm just imagining, medyo siguro na-discourage yun ng konti, ano? Yung faith niya, yung kanyang confidence to these people, biglang parang nawala. And yet, this is what Peter said, "But what I do have, I give to you." You see, I do not have what your pressing need is. I don't have that at this moment. But what I do have right now, I give to you. And then all of a sudden, I felt, you know, I could just imagine the joy and the smile on the face of the lame man. And then he was probably explaining, "What is it? What do you have? And then he said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Rise up and walk. Because really, what he needed was not just for what he needed for that day. What his great need and his real need was to be able to walk. You see, for many years, that's the only thing that the layman was asking was alms from people. He never imagined having to need anything else. Pero pag inisip po natin yan, no, kung disciples ka at that moment, okay, something, you know, at that moment, si Peter and John, no, and for us today, because there are so many needs around us, and sometimes maybe that's how we would feel. We would feel that we have nothing to give to people. But you know, like what Peter said, maari ngayon, kasi nawalan ka rin ng trabaho, maari ngayon when people are presenting need to you and you're seeing needs on you know, on the news, ang sinasabi mo, "Salary and income I do not have. But what I do have, I give to you." And that's just amazing. Okay, Peter was able to listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Again, going back to our time, if there's something good that came out of the ECQ, is that we realize na yung pong iniakala natin mga kailangan natin nung araw, hindi pala natin talaga siya kailangan. Diba, I was talking to a friend, sabi nga niya, "Bro, akala ko nga nung kailangan ko palaging maraming damit." Then I realized, you know, during the quarantine, and even doing the work of ministry, hindi mo naman talaga kailangan ng maraming damit. Kailangan mo lang ng few sets of clothes and then you can just, you know, paikut-ikutin mo lang sila. Di ba? And then some of us, akala natin kailangan mo palaging mag-mall. And yet, you realize, hindi mo lang talaga kailangan. And so that is what's happening. You know, that's something good that came out of this. And we realize na yung ibang kailangan natin, akala natin kailangan lang natin. And yet, they were not really that important. And maybe some of you here today have experienced that also. Maybe na-experience mo na yung akala mo yung kailangan mo yung relationship na yun. But in the end, you realize, ano mo, buti na lang hindi ako na-involved doon sa tao niya. Or maybe you know, maybe you've come across that experience na akala mo kailangan mo yung deal na yun. Na kapag nakuha mo yung deal na yun, things will get better. And yet you didn't get that deal and things actually got better. And that's what I believe that was happening into this man's life. So he thought what he needed was just money. But God, in his wisdom, gave him more than what he was asking for. Peter said, again, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. I mean, this is so miraculous. Like, so miraculous. What, you know, he was given what he really needed. He needed to be able to walk. And can you imagine, this man has never walked. Okay, he never experienced walking. He never experienced standing up. And all of a sudden, Peter had to get him up. Okay, help him up, because he was probably thinking, can I really stand? You're asking me to stand and walk. And Peter would have to actually lend him a hand and pull him up. And then he leaped up. Okay, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but can you imagine? He never had that, you know, never had that experience before. He didn't know how it was like to walk. And that's probably why he thought that he didn't need that. Because he probably thought that this will never change. I was born this way. I'm not going to change, you know. And yet, God gave him more than what he asked for. You know, maaaring ngayon, you might be in that place, like the layman. You think you know what you need, but God can actually see your real need. See, he thought his immediate need was money, but God gave him his real need and his great need. But you know what? Hindi lang doon natapos yun eh. Okay? What God actually did in this story was to give him his greatest need. His greatest need. Look at what happened in verse 8. Again, leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Okay, and then recognized him as the one who sat by the beautiful gate of the temple asking alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Amazing, you know, a few things. Okay, his need was met. Na, you know, yung immediate need niya, hindi talaga na-meet. Pero yung greatest need niya na-meet, great need niya na-meet, but his greatest need was actually met. Because he thought, ito yung need ko. I mean, hindi pala, ito wala. No, hindi yun ang kailangan. Ito ang kailangan mo. Because you have to remember that this man was just sitting by the beautiful gates. He has never entered the temple before. He could only look from afar at what's happening in the temple. And this is probably also the first time that he had someone talk to him and look him in the eye and take him and took him seriously and actually helped him. And leaping, I mean, amazing po dito yung walking, paulit-ulit po, walking and leaping and praising God. Ang ano ko lang po dito, no? Minsan po pagka may ginagawa tayo, di ba? When we do things for people, and we, you know, our hearts are okay, our hearts, our motives are good. Pero minsan tayo yung nag-praise. Ganda, so there's nothing wrong with that, but I think mas maganda if we can point them to God. Is it itong amazing, no? It was Peter who spoke to him and told him to walk. But you notice that he did not praise Peter. He did not praise John. But he praised God. Okay, he realized that his greatest need was to be in the presence of God. He was able to enter the temple for the first time in his life. You see, the layman's condition was from birth. There is no changing that. He could never walk. He could never enter the presence of God. He could never fend for himself. In other words, before this event, his situation was hopeless. Nothing and no one could change what he was born into. And maybe you're listening here today, and maybe that's how you feel about your situation. Maybe you also feel that way. I'm born this way. There is nothing and no one that can change the situation and the condition of my life. But this man was so amazed. And in the same manner, Theophilus was probably feeling that. Theophilus was the one, you know, Luke was writing to, because he could never really enjoy the presence of God, because he couldn't change his pedigree. He's a Gentile. He could never enjoy the presence of God. And in the same with this layman, he never thought that he'll be able to enter the temple and the presence of God. But what changed all that? How did that all change? When Jesus came, when he died, when he resurrected, all that changed when the Holy Spirit stepped in to the scene. See, the temple represents the presence of God. That was his greatest need. See, God doesn't want us to stay outside his presence. That's his heart. He wants us to take part in what he is doing. If you're a believer today, let me just say something to you. When you feel that you have nothing to give, let me just remind you, like what Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but what I do have, I give to you. We have something to offer the world. We can lead them to the very presence of God. And if you can relate to the lame man in the story, feeling na, yung feeling mo, palagi ka lang dumudungaw ka lang dun sa presence ni God. Tinitingnan mo lang yung ginagawa ni God. And, a spectator ka lang. And yet, God is saying to you, don't remain a spectator. I want you to take part in what I am doing. Lastly, ano pa talaga yung nangyari dito? How did this all come about? Well, it's the name. What's in the name? Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See, verse 6, let me just read that again. But Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What was Peter doing? Peter was actually preaching to this man. Peter was actually telling him who this Jesus was. That Jesus is the Christ. He's the Messiah. He's the very person that can give him what he needed. And he was given that authority. And then in verse 16, we know, chapter 3, verse 16, and his name, whose name? Jesus. And by faith in his name. You see, the reason why this man was healed, the reason why this man was able to be in the presence of God was not what he did, not what Peter did, but by, but because of what Christ did, and putting his faith in believing in this Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. The faith that is through Jesus has given the man his perfect health in the presence of you all. You see, his greatest need was met when he placed his faith in the name. The lame man put his faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. His greatest need. He thought he needed this. No, not this, but this. And God wants to do the same to all of us today. As I end, can you just imagine this with me? What if Peter and John did not listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit that day? What if Peter and John decided just to give him what he asked for? Well, the layman would still be lame. They would have not been able to preach in the temple courts. They would have not been able to spend the night in jail that evening. Well, you know, that might not be a good thing to stay in jail for a day. They would have not been able to witness to the religious leaders. They would have not seen and experienced the growth of the church at the end of chapter 4. I said, but how did that happen? You see, sometimes when we are not listening to the Holy Spirit of God, we can miss on what God is doing. And I remember talking to a friend of mine who was telling me a story. Sabi niya, you know, there was a time in the service he felt that God was prompting him to approach a person and give him the amount of money. But he disregarded what God said. Okay? He said, no, maybe that's just me. Few days later, he found out that that the Lord was telling him to give money, lost his job. But can you imagine? Can you imagine if he listened to the Holy Spirit and actually gave that money, that amount of money that the Lord was telling him to give? Can you imagine the encouragement that man could have had? And can you imagine how his faith would have also been, my friend's faith would have been encouraged, that he can actually hear God and he can actually obey God and then God can actually use him? Can you imagine if all of us would listen to the voice and the prompting of the Holy Spirit? Can you imagine a church like that? Can you imagine a community of believers who would listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit and then we would obey the Holy Spirit and lead us into doing things and we would see a lot of great things? But then maybe you're asking, but you know, Pastor Alfred, that was then. That was then. But let me just tell you something, that you know, what happened then, 2,000 years ago, can still happen today. The Holy Spirit is still the same. It's just that maybe we're not listening enough. Maybe we're not giving room to the Holy Spirit to use us. Let me bring you back to chapter 2, verse 38 and 39. And this is what it says. And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name," again, that name again, "in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive" what? "The gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." I believe that with all of my heart that the Holy Spirit is still being poured out today, and we just need to listen to Him and allow Him to work in our hearts and to be able to pray the same way that Peter prayed for that man. He was able to pray in miracles to happen. Wouldn't it be wonderful to see miracles of God? Not just hear about it, but actually experience it by allowing God to use us and praying for people. This is what I want us to do before we end. I want us just to believe God for His miraculous power. I want us to think of people who are sick right now, or maybe in your family, kasama mo ngayon may sakit. Can you just ask the Holy Spirit to empower you and to pray and believe for miracles to happen? Pray for that person. Can you just do that right now? Let's just spend just a minute. Just bow down your heads, close your eyes, and then remember that person And if that person is with you right now, would you lay your hands on that person and just pray? Or maybe that person is not with you. Maybe that person is in the hospital right now. Would you just come and believe? Would you just believe God by faith? Not faith in your faith, but faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because there is power in that name. Right now, can you just pray for miracles to happen? You know, I have names in my head right now. And I just want to pray for them. Can we just do that right now? We just want to thank you for your word. Lord, thank you that the Holy Spirit is with us today. And Lord, I pray that as we remember the names of those people that needed healing, Lord, I ask that you would do miraculous signs and wonders, Lord, even in our midst today. Lord, that you would bring healing and wholeness in the lives of people that we are praying for right now. Lord, we declare in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be filled by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, be restored. Lord, thank you that there is power in that name. One last group of people I want to pray for today. And maybe you've been listening, tuning in with us, but you have never really experienced the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. That you have never really experienced Him. Again, God does not want you just to be a spectator. God doesn't want you just to look from the outside. He wants you to be inside the temple. He wants you to be part of what He's doing. If you're here today, you've never given your life to Him. Peter said, repent and be baptized. Repent of your sin and believe in what Christ has done for you, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That promise still stands today. If that is you, would you just pray this simple prayer? Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. And I ask that you would give me the gift of the Holy Spirit to empower me to live a life that is pleasing to you. Thank you for the gift of eternal life and the forgiveness of my sin. And thank you for the Holy Spirit that will guide me, lead me, and strengthen me every day of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, if you prayed that prayer, would you please make sure that you drop us a note? We want to hear from you. We want to help you with your relationship with God. You know, as we end today, let me just speak blessing to you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for joining us. The Lord bless you and have a grace-filled week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.